Deal. That's enough. What have you got?
Oh, this hand is no good. I'm out.
Damn it, this is the worst hand I've ever been dealt. I'm out too.
Okay, it's just you and me. What have you got?
Well, I've got a sprued, a narwhem, and beat this, a clusterwump.
Well, I don't know what deck you're using, but I've got two aces, a king, and a jack.
That means you've won. You've won, Oath.
Yes, I have.
Planet Earth. So it came to be known a long time ago, when the inhabitants were of limited intelligence, named so because a great deal of the planet was indeed covered in earth, or dirt, at least in the parts that weren't covered in water. However, long before the name Earth had been heard on this planet, a small scout ship set out from a world called Soil. On this planet, unimaginable light years from Earth, the inhabitants had also lacked the flair for giving their planet a decent name. In a time long before the Earth had ever heard the name Tribolite, or even Brachiopod, the people of Soil gambled for planets, and one of them, Emmet, had won the Earth in a carefully rigged game, millennia before man was to roam the planet, in the Triassic period, when even dinosaurs were only just beginning to appear, all of which showed the narrator had done his research.
Emmet, we are now in orbit around your new planet.
Excellent. How does it look?
Fine, sir. It's a rather attractive blue and green world with a good atmosphere, and it even has its own moon.
Good. I'll use it for guests.
We're going in now for the survey, but our initial scans show the planet to be fine.
Remember to leave a backup repeater record on the moon of your report.
Yes, sir.
Good luck. My crew and I will be with you in 3 yarls.
Yarls, sir?
Months.
I know, sir, but I was worried they wouldn't understand what you meant.
Emmet out.
Thus, to a primitive world, the massive ship, the size of a small moon, headed. In case of trouble from an unexpected, suitably evolved life form, the ship was armed with a rather large gun which could go, and every time it did, caused major new land redevelopment. In short, nothing would prevent its new owner from occupying his new residence.
Give me a new arrival time, Waylar.
I'll be there in just a minute.
Pardon my necessary absence, but I was readjusting my claws, as every Themond of my tigral race must have time to do, as laid down in my contract of employment.
You don't have to explain.
Well, I felt I had to, otherwise they wouldn't know.
Wouldn't it be easier if you just had them clipped?
To do so would bring shame on my family, as would clipping any part of my bodily hair. Besides, you can't get the shears these days.
Station.
Sir.
Time to planetfall.
37 hours, 59 minutes and 5 seconds, Mark.
Emmet, num uno, Emmet.
Sir, Mark means a timing point.
Emery Silager in the engine room. We have a problem.
Helm confirmed, sir.
Planet fall, 48 hours, 1 minute and 30 seconds.
There can't be anything wrong.
Planet fall, 93 hours, 7 minutes and 23 seconds.
Helm, could
Well, now, will you please...
Sir, planet fall is now...
Asteroid strike imminent! Asteroid strike imminent! Asteroid
planet
strike
fall, 2,000 hours, 3 minutes and...
Waylar, Helm, get us out of the asteroid's path.
Helm not complying, sir.
That's not possible, sir. We're giving the engines a routine inspection and a young technician has electrocuted himself on one of the pods. The engines are now badly damaged.
Helm confirmed, sir. We cannot get out of the way.
Bracer to max! Bracer to max!
Planet fall is now up to 9,000 hours to...
Shut up, Waylar! Shields up! Brace for impact!
This model doesn't have shields.
Impact overdiving!
Things like that don't help. The engine the technician was working on has come off completely. mucks up my schedule. We were going to bury him this afternoon.
Shut that alarm off.
Helm comply, sir.
Planetfall estimate now off the scale. Permission to adjust my talons.
Engine room, what's the damage?
Well, it's like this, John.
Who's that?
Sorry, sir. There's been a major strike on pods 2 and 3. My men are working on it, but it doesn't look good.
What about pod 4?
I can't tell you about that one, sir.
What do you mean you can't tell?
That's the one that came off, sir. I'd ask Technician Spamway, but I think he's dead by now. Difficult to tell at this distance.
Brilliant. Summon Waylar, give me a new estimate on Planet 4.
New estimate, sir. You won't like this. We're now up to 3,000.
That's not so bad.
Helm confirmed, sir.
Millennia, sir. From this position and heading on sublight speed, it will take us 3 million years to get to your new planet.
Years? But that's a long time.
And turning back will take slightly longer. We must go on.
Helm agrees, sir.
I intend to. I'm not going to be stopped by a millennia or a bloody asteroid.
Sir, we'll be dead 3 million years by the time we get there. Couldn't we stop at one of those yellow planets we'll be passing?
No, damn it! It's the pretty blue and green planet I gambled for. It's the pretty blue and green planet I won. And it's the pretty blue and green planet I'm bloody well going to have!
But, sir...
We shall go into suspended animation.
Sir, we...
You're not making my day, Waylar.
Even on this ship, there are not enough units for the entire crew.
And then we shall make a selection, and the rest shall maintain the ship until... Well, until...
But according to my new calculations, when we arrive, the planets will...
Still be there.
Well, of course, sir, but...
But you're pretty wishy-washy for a Tigrell. You're supposed to be one of the fiercest, strongest races my people knows. What did your ancestors do when they were about to rip the throat out of a victim they'd been hunting? Apologize! Computer, give me ship's intercom.
Intercom on, sir. Intercom on, sir.
Thank you, computer. Attention, crew. All A, B, C, and D-level personnel are to proceed immediately to cryo units on the third level for immediate suspension. I don't know what that means, but it's what's written on the emergency router. Due to severe engine damage, the journey to the new planet, which I have named Oeth,
good name.
Will take 3 million years, so those personnel I have just mentioned will sleep through it and be reawakened when we reach my destination. As for the rest of you have been assigned maintenance duties for the rest of... for the duration. So get your rooms, it's going to be a long trip.
Helm confirmed, sir.
You're beginning to annoy me, Helm.
So, with half the crew cleaning their teeth, and the other half moaning that, how come it was always them, the ship settled down into its long journey. In 3 million years, man crawled out of the primeval slime, toweled himself off vigorously, looked defiantly up at the primitive dawn and said,
"Yuck!"
And thus fashion was born. In 3 million years, man learned not to set light to his friends if they dared claim the Earth was round. In 3 million years, man learned first how to fly and then to cross the huge distances between planets, to settle on other worlds in the solar system, safely cocooned from the hostile environments in structures that resembled modernized plastic beach huts. In 3 million years, man learned all these things. In 3 million years. Man could be awfully slow sometimes.
Subject, Commander Chris Eden, recently single-handedly saved Earth from ravaging Bloog menace after accidentally being locked in the cockpit of the Delta 9000 fighter, the only one of its kind. In recognition of this, was promoted to Commander from rank of Private Current Assignment in charge of Moonbase S309D4.
Typical, really. I saved the Earth from a fate worse than Bloog's, and what do I get? Put in charge of Unit S309D4. Moonbase sod. Bernard, what's the latest estimate?
Coffee will be ready in 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you, Bernard, but we've already had a variation on that.
Pardon, sir?
Never mind. Where's Kathy?
Still with the archaeologist, sir.
Damn. Thank you, Bernard.
Can't leave you alone for a minute. How are you?
Still the same as this morning. Still can't find my toothbrush.
Coffee?
No, a sort of beige colour.
What's the problem? You look all tense. Your brow is all furrowed.
My brow? Furrowed? Oh no, I don't look my best. Help me straighten it out. I can't face the crew if I'm anything less than hunky.
Okay, hold tight.
That's it. No, other way. Mind the other brow. Yes, no, careful. Oh no, it's come away. Dr. Traction will have to...
Sir, your coffee's ready.
Don't interrupt me when I'm having an eyebrow conversation.
I put the sugar in, sir.
Oh get it for me, would you, Kathy? I can't let them see me browless like this. Dr. Traction, I need you up here for emergency touch-up plastic surgery right away.
You're so vain.
Vain? Vain? My varicose veins haven't sprouted again, have they?
We are now entering the solar system containing your new planet.
At last! Oh, it will soon be within my grasp.
Helm confirm, sir.
I'm having difficulty locating the planet, sir.
It shouldn't be that difficult. It's the only blue and green planet in the system.
Helm confirm, sir.
I've located the planet, sir. It's just going behind the sun. But oddly enough, I can't locate any of the others.
Well, it's been a long time. Perhaps they've gone away. Helm, take us in.
Helm confirm, sir.
Planet fall time.
2 hours, 3 minutes.
Oh, that's more like it. Computer, wake up the crew.
Time to get up. Time to get up.
1 second thoughts cancelled. Looks like it's just the bridge crew for the time being.
And the cleaners.
Cleaners?
The ones that didn't go into hibernation, remember?
They must be getting on a bit. I wondered why I didn't find any fossils on my inspection this morning.
They survived by interbreeding.
Tacky.
Very strange bunch. Very quiet. The most remarkable thing about them is that their hands have evolved into feather dusters.
Good. At least we won't have problems with empty cups and full ashtrays.
I don't know, though.
Activate the report pods on Oeth and its moon. If they still exist, I want to find out what happened to the landing party.
I've relocated the planet, sir. I've also located all the others. They're in rather a strange configuration.
I'm confirmed, sir.
Explain.
From the information beamed back from the survey team, I was able to calculate the size and orbit times of each planet in the system. Using this information and the position of the planets at the moment, it looks like they're about to line up.
Well, I trust their position doesn't offend your aesthetic senses. Helm, take us in closer to Oeth.
Helm confirmed, sir, but the controls seem rather sluggish.
Just do it, Helm.
Helm confirmed, sir.
Helm.
Yes, sir?
Just watch it, Helm.
Helm confirmed, sir.
Subject, Professor Derek Dillman, scientist, archaeologist, current assignment, trying to locate alien artifact on moon from clues gained from examination of defunct alien artifact dating back 3 million years, found on OF. Subject, Dennis Delbert, scientist, archaeologist, current assignment, helping Professor Dillman. Subject, Donald Dipstick, scientist, archaeologist, pain in the butt, current assignment, winding up Professor Dillman. Current location, all located in tunnels below Moonbase Sod.
This is a waste of time. 3 months we've been down here. Nothing. We found nothing. Grubbing around in this lifeless soil trying to find something, anything, anything to prove our research grant.
Well, according to our examination of the artifact found on Earth, a second module should be around here somewhere. And this one, if we find it, might work.
I know all that, Delbert.
But I thought I'd better explain it in case anyone was interested.
What I want to find is life. Life, or something, to prove that there might just have been some life form. Some rotten, disgusting, slug-like, oozing, pustulent, festering glob of fetid, emetic, mouldering flesh.
You're making me feel ill, sir.
Might once have bled, dismembered, and gangrenous, rancid and suppurating onto this soil. My God, what's this? Why haven't I noticed this before? Is this what we've been looking for? The evidence we need, safely mummified below the surface of the moon, only now, thanks to our research, appearing to challenge our established theories of man's evolution?
No, sir, that was me.
You've thrown up on my thesaurus.
Oh, sorry, sir.
It just proves what I've been saying. We've been wasting our time.
Hey, I don't believe it. I've actually found something.
It just proves what I've been saying. If you're persistent, you'll get the results you want in the end. What is it, Dipstick?
I don't know, Professor Dillman. It's a sort of box thing with flashing lights.
I can see that, Dipstick.
But they can't, sir. I think it's some kind of transmitter.
You can tell that just from the lights?
No, sir. There's an extendable aerial thing. It's just gone up my nose.
New Mono, I'm picking up a signal from the moon unit.
Record and decode.
At once. Sorry, sir. The signal's too weak.
Then boost it.
Trying to, sir. Rats, there goes another claw.
Professor Dillman, the lights are flashing brighter and the aerial's getting longer. I'm picking up a weak transmission, sir.
From the unit?
No, sir, somewhere beyond the base.
You mean a rival group knows we're here?
The signal is not from the moon.
Put the unit in a shielded lead container.
Yes, sir.
Now, Delbert.
Yes, sir. Oh, I've broken the aerial.
Transmissions have stopped, sir.
Push the signal.
It's no good, sir. All this extra work is doing my talons no good at all.
Helm confirmed, sir.
Those transmissions were stopped deliberately. Somebody knows we're here.
The survey team recorded no intelligent life on the planet.
It has been 3 million years. If the cleaners could do it, so could they.
Oh, what a horrible thought. I'd hate to think what their hands would have evolved into.
Prepare to take us into orbit, Helm.
The controls are becoming more sluggish, sir. The ship is becoming difficult to control.
Look, don't bother me with petty details.
Have it your own way, sir.
I think we'd better announce ourselves.
You do it, sir. You're much better at it than I am.
Sir, an alien ship has just appeared on the scanner. It's still at the edge of our solar system, but at its present speed, will be with us in 10 minutes.
I'll be right there. Kathy, coffee will have to wait.
Take it with you.
Good idea. Did Dr. Traction do a good job with the eyebrow? Is my chin on straight? Is my jaw firmly chiseled?
Shall I open the connecting door?
No, not yet. I'm not ready. Right. Yes, now.
Connecting door opening. Connecting door still opening.
Come on, it's wide enough to get through. What is it, Bernard?
Almost there.
A large ship. Very large. According to my readings, it's 2/3 the size of our moon, maybe larger.
Connecting door now open.
Thank you. You can shut again now.
Connecting door closing.
How could you miss a ship of that size?
One moment it wasn't there, the next it was.
Very strange. Plop.
If you like, sir.
Connecting door now closed.
Yes,
thank you.
Hadn't we better ask them who they are?
I was just coming to that. Cancel alarm. Bernard, open a channel.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Channel open, sir.
Alien ship, this is Moonbase... Moonbase S309D4 calling large alien ship. Please identify.
Alien trying to contact us. Alien trying to...
Be quiet.
Bastard.
Well, sir, life has obviously evolved a bit since the survey team arrived.
Damn it. I'm not going to be easily severely outsmarted by several semi-sentient simians.
That's easy for you to say.
Just remember, I'm the one with the big gun.
How lovely.
Holding, Numano, but I must warn you, there seems to be unexplainable gravitational forces working on the ship.
What do we tell them, Numano?
Open a channel.
Please respond before my copy gets cold.
Greetings. I am Emmett, Numono of my ship, the Huge Anomaly. I assume you represent the people of the planet Oeth.
Earth, actually, but people from the Bronx might agree with you.
Let us not bandy semantics on our first meeting. I am wondering if you might be in possession of a small box with flashing lights and an extendable aerial.
I don't think so.
Commander, I've just had a report from a rather worried Professor Delbert that he and his colleagues have just discovered a box matching that description.
A matchbox, eh? Get him on the intercom.
Delbert here, sir.
You were quick. I hope you don't spend all your time hanging around intercoms. Numono Emmett, could you describe the box? What color is it?
Blue. And if it has Mother written on it, then it's definitely ours.
Sir, it's incredible, but that's what's written here. In crayon.
Delbert, I thought we'd agreed no one was to know about this until we were ready.
I'm sorry, Dillman, but this is important.
Should I ask Professor Dillman, Delbert, and Dipstick to come up here, Commander?
No, Kathy, I don't want too many characters in one scene. Numono, where are you from?
I come from Osiris, orbiting the Bevelnus in the constellation of Omarilin.
I am none the wiser. How come you speak our language?
That is a good question, and one that is never fully explained in these things. Would you be so good as to give us permission to land?
Land? Christ, he's got to be kidding.
You may land on Launch Pad 4. That's the blue one.
Sir, their ship is 2/3 the size of this moon. Landing would not be a good idea.
It's not a good idea, Chris.
Well, I thought they wouldn't have so far to walk.
Actually, Numono, that's not such a good idea. We'd crush their base.
I just wanted an excuse to get closer.
Closer? A bit of a thin excuse, sir.
Helm confirmed, sir.
Thank you, Helm.
Helm's dead, sir.
Commander, we shall hold position here. However, I shall be with you shortly.
How will you get here? Very impressive. Do you make any other strange noises?
Would you be so kind as to hand over the box?
Certainly. Kathy, the box.
Here you are, Commander.
Here you are, Emmett.
Thank you. And if you would be so kind as to leave this moon and the planet in the next 4.5 hours, I would be so grateful.
What?
I own this planet. You are trespassing on my property.
I've got a very bad feeling about this.
What did he mean?
I'm the one who gets the bad feeling around here.
Oh, you would be behaving like that.
Yes!
Delbert here, sir. Would you mind coming to the lab?
So what is it that you couldn't tell me in the control center? We couldn't show you in the control center. You see, before we let you have the box, we took out the holographic records it contained. So?
We've managed to decode the holo traces.
So?
It means that we can replay the data, see the recording.
So?
Jesus, does he have to be so slow? Put simply, if the recording means what we think it does, then Numono Emmett will not, after all, be able to take over the Earth.
Well, how do you know all this, Delman? You weren't in the control center at the time.
I just put it down to bad continuity, Chris. If you could play us the recording, Professor.
So? It's just someone making a home movie in the jungle somewhere.
But, Commander, we've studied the vegetation and the flying reptiles.
Flying reptiles?
Yeah, there's nothing like it on Earth today.
So, a bad conservationist. Who's to say these pictures weren't taken on Earth?
That's not possible, Commander. The vegetation, the animals, the flying reptiles are definitely from Earth.
From Earth? But these creatures don't exist anymore.
I don't understand.
I didn't think you would. These animals were on Earth, but nearly 3 million years ago.
In fact, this holo recording is also nearly 3 million years old.
You've done your research.
We have a lot of encyclopedias.
So, I'm beginning to feel a bit strange. It's to be expected. You're not used to the fresh air. How do you mean strange? Kind of dizzy, sir. And bloated as if I've just had a very large meal. I wouldn't worry about that. You're not too old to help me set up the tripod. I don't think so, sir. Right. Good. We'll put it there. Good. Right. Let's get it shot. I feel terrible, sir. Like really bad indigestion. You know, I don't feel too good now either. I feel as if I'm going to be sick.
Oh, God, that was awful.
Yeah, it's not a joke, in it. Good thing they can't see this at home.
Oh, no! I've got to get back to the ship before...
End recording! End recording!
So what do you think of that, Commander?
I would have composed the shot a little differently.
What this means, Commander, is that these people can't colonize the Earth without basically going pop.
Why is that?
Why? Why? I don't know why! Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, that's what I say.
Commander, I think you'd better get back to the command center.
Commander, inform Owen that I am sending down a delegation with the eviction notices.
You can't take over the Earth, Emmett. I'm warning you.
I've ruined your world now. You can't tell me what I can and cannot do.
You misunderstand. You can't take over the Earth. If you try, you will die.
Are you threatening me, Commander?
No, just warning you. Have it your own way.
Thank you, I will. Wait, I'll send down a delegation.
Yes, sir.
Incoming craft alert. Incoming craft alert. Earth delegation to landing site. Weapons to be at the ready, but on no account are they to be used unless alien beings are particularly ugly.
Morning, mate. Where are you from, then?
We are from the planet Soil.
Oh, getting back to your roots, then, eh?
Sorry?
What are you here for, then?
We bring greetings.
And eviction notices. Please give one to a friend.
Tom, mate, but me and the wife, we just moved in.
We cannot help that.
How many in your party, then? I need to know, because they're doing a buffet in the mess.
We are 5 in this delegation.
Sorry, how many did you say?
We are...
Lummy, the brig ain't gonna like this. 3, 4, yep, 5 in all. Here, Sarge, they've all exploded. And the rolls are all buttered.
Commander, your Earth delegation has just killed my landing party. I will now destroy your base.
They exploded. I tried to warn you, you can't take over the Earth.
Oh, really? My big gun says otherwise.
I know. I've seen it.
Helm confirms.
I thought you were dead.
I am, sir, the right of the god.
Well, produce a large crater a little to the north of Encharmi encampment.
Yes, sir.
All right, all right! So you can make other strange noises.
As you can see, Commander, if you do not vacate this planet, I will take it by force.
Show him the recording, Chris.
I was just about to, Cathay, thank you. Emmett, you can't take over the planet. This recording will show you why.
This had better not be a trick, Commander.
This is not a trick. I can only do one trick. It involves eggs, and this is not the time. Just the last part, Bernard.
I feel terrible, sir. Like really bad indigestion. You know, I don't feel too good now either. I feel as if I'm going to be sick.
I still think that's horrible.
You know, a freeze frame of that bit would sell great as a poster.
Oh no! I've got to get back to the ship before! End recording! End recording!
You recognize those people as members of your crew?
Yes.
They exploded due to something in the Earth's atmosphere.
That was over 3 million years ago. It's a liar fake. You falsified that recording. You studied it in freeze frame on those crew members' faces. You then got someone to sculpt likenesses in clay to make a plaster cast so that you could make rubber masks out of latex. Then you got your crew to act in front of a couple of pot plants and suspended the reptile on wires to make it look convincing. Very good, Commander, but it doesn't fool me.
We did all that in 5 minutes, did we? Sorry, Emmett, but...
Then you must have redubbed their voices.
Not enough time.
Show us a different recording.
That was the only one.
I still think you faked it.
Do you think we could fake acting like that?
All right, I'm convinced.
Good. At last. I think we're getting somewhere.
I think I'm going to blow you up anyway.
You can't do that!
Yes, I can. It's my planet and I can blow it up if I want.
But think of all those innocent people you'll be killing.
I shall be thinking of all those innocent people I shall be killing, and I shall smile. Goodbye.
Emmett! Emmett!
He's broken the channel.
Careless sod.
The ship is closing in. That's stupid. The planets are now all perfectly aligned. The ship will either crash or be whiplashed out of our system.
He's mad.
I did think he was a tad unbalanced.
The gun port's opening again, sir. I can get a close-up.
It's huge!
Well, this is it, folks. Today?
Why haven't they fired?
Take us further in.
I can't, sir. I'm not used to the helm controls. Besides, they're still sticky.
I'll do it, dammit!
Sir, the gravitational forces are too much!
Get out of my way!
I wouldn't do that if I were you!
Emmett! Numono Emmett! How many times do I have to tell people? Who the hell are you?
I am the head cleaner.
I haven't given you permission to be here. Well, I want the ashtrays emptied and the paper cups cleared away. I'll let you know. We are fire.
I can't, sir. My hands won't move.
Damn it, I'll do it myself. I can't move.
We can't permit you to do that, Emmett. The Earth people.
Oath people.
The Earth people are not lying, and the commander is no good with latex. You will not be able to survive 5 minutes without exploding. Some life forms would catch pneumonia and die. You would simply explode. The conditions on the planet 3 million years ago are the same today. It's just a bit smoggier. I know it's a bit of a cop-out, but there you go.
How are you doing this?
I'm glad you asked me that. You condemned us to die 3 million years ago. When you are faced with a life sentence pushing a broom, it concentrates the mind wonderfully. We survived. We coupled, well, the pretty ones did, and in that time we developed our minds. We can do anything. At the moment, we are stopping the ship from plunging into the moon. When you revived, the first thing we decided was to make sure you didn't harm the Earth.
That's not fair! I won the planet fair and square!
That was before life on this planet developed a thinking being, and before our people stopped gambling for planets. However, with our collective mind, we have searched the galaxy and found your suitable alternative accommodation.
And if I don't like it?
We will take you somewhere else. Just because over 3 million years we've become big-headed doesn't mean to say that we're not fair.
Bloody cleaners. Can't get the staff these days.
So the great ship, under control of the cleaners, headed out of the solar system to one that was entirely pink, leaving Commander Chris Eden looking like he had once more saved the day.
The ship, sir, it's gone.
Is that it, then?
It would seem that way, Chris.
I hope they're not planning a series.
In Takeover Bid, the narrator, Waylar, the helm, Chris Eden, Professor Dennis Delbert, Professor Donald Dipstick, the cleaner, and even Kathy were played by Alastair Locke. Emmett, the computer, Professor Derek Dillman, and Bernard were played by Stephen Allen. All other characters were played by members of the cast, or Alastair Locke, or Stephen Allen, whoever happened to be closest to the microphone at the time.